Borough Talks is the Borough Market podcast with me, Julia Crouch. Join us as we sit down with the chefs and traders influencing how we eat today, exploring the ideas, traditions, and passions that shape our food culture. Follow on Spotify and join us for conversations worth savoring.
When things get hard, how do you talk to yourself? I'm Robin Arson, VP of Fitness Programming and Head Instructor at Peloton. And this week on my new podcast, Project Swagger, I'm sharing my strategies for how to build better self-talk. It's time to work on befriending yourself. Follow Project Swagger wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 1955. You're driving down Ocean Drive in Miami Beach in your Ford Thunderbird. Tops up. You've got your arm around your best girl, and you're slowly turning the volume up as the radio plays your favorite love song. I'd risk it all for you. I would swim across the sea just to show you. Sacrifice my life just to hold you. Wait, I'm so sorry. I was looking at the wrong notes. That is, in fact, Risk It All, the opening track of Bruno Mars' latest album, The Romantic.
What year did you say it sounded like?
1955, give or take.
I'm going to argue 1969.
Get out of here, Charlie.
Wait for it. Cue the music.
Welcome to Switched on Pop. I'm musicologist Nate Sloan.
And I'm songwriter Charlie Harding.
Bruno's back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is our favorite hitmaker up to here? Why are we hearing 1950s boleros at the start of Mars' latest release? And will this album match the peerless pop success of its predecessors? Charlie, these are some of the questions I want to ask as we dive into The Romantic together.
Seems like Bruno Mars took a time machine. It's been a decade since his last solo release. And somehow, rather than moving forwards, he has gone backwards. But doesn't he always tend to look backwards while he's looking forward at the same time?
He does. I mean, one of his earliest albums was Doo-Wops and Hooligans. And I feel like that duality of the old and the new has animated his entire career. Yeah, let's do a quick refresher. That previous solo album you mentioned was 24 Karat Magic from 2016.
It was huge.
And then there was the duo album with Anderson .Paak, where they dubbed themselves Silk Sonic and released An Evening with Silk Sonic in 2021.
70s Philly soul throwback.
And not that he's been quiet since then. I mean, we've talked about Bruno a lot on the show. There was the massive hit with Lady Gaga, Die With a Smile.
Arguably his biggest song ever. Uptown Funk was number one for 14 weeks. Die With a Smile was number one for 5 weeks, but it was on the charts for 60 total weeks compared to Uptown Funk's only 56 weeks. I think it has more streams on Spotify than any other song. So he is going strong 2 decades into his career.
We also had Apata with Rosé.
Right, of course. Hey, Mickey, I'm so fine. I'm so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was singing Hey, Mickey.
The pastiche is always going to be there. And we knew this with the release of the first single from this album, The Romantic. I Just Might. I Just Might was also in this 70s soul bag that we've come to know and love from Bruno. But I'm pleased to say that after listening to the rest of the tracks on this 9-song confection,
a nice short 30 minutes,
this is not just another retread of those vintage sounds. In fact, this album might make the case that Mars is pop's great counter-programmer, finding those styles of the past that no one else has yet mined. Like you said, Charlie, Mars helped usher in what's been like over a decade now of retro disco, funk, and soul, thanks to songs like Uptown Funk and 24 Karat Magic. But here we're going to explore some new territory. Latin boleros, like the one we heard up top. Cuban cha-chas. New Yorican boogaloo. Urban soul. You'll notice I named a number of Latin genres there, yeah. Right? This album is a bit of Bruno reclaiming some of his own Latin heritage, which is something he's avoided in the past. Actually, in a 2013 interview with GQ, he talked about how he often felt stereotyped early in his career by record executives. Quote, "Your last name's Hernandez. Maybe you should do this Latin music, this Spanish music. Enrique is so hot right now." Huh. That's him paraphrasing what these executives would say to him. Yeah. So maybe he resisted Latin music because of that stereotyping. But I think with this album, it seems he is ready to embrace those sounds. And I mean, there's a calculation to this as well. This is a good time to lean into Latin pop, right on the heels of the Bad Bunny Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And the cultural dominance of his album, Debí Tirar Más Fotos. I mean, Gaga even did a salsa rendition of Die With A Smile.
That's right.
At the Benito Bowl.
It was such a surprise and a really great rendition.
So arguably, there's never been a better time to drop an album that's full of references from the history of Latin American pop music.
Mm.
And like you said, Charlie, there's only 9 tracks here. Let's go through them one by one and see what Bruno is up to on the romantic, what sounds he's pillaging for his own personal gain, and whether we think this has the merits to be another smash hit like pretty much everything else he's given us over the course of his career.
He usually delivers.
We've already listened to this, but it bears repeating. This album starts off in a pretty unexpected way. Punching brass, lush strings.
It's beautiful.
Cascading Spanish-style guitar. It feels like we're in Havana right before the Cuban Revolution. Mm. And then Bruno enters with his vocal.
For just a chance to win your heart, you could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything, anything you ask me to.
When I say bolero, I'm referring to this genre that emerges out of the Havana music scene way back in the 1930s and becomes and remains to this day like one of the most emblematic sounds of Latin music, I think. It has been adopted like all over the Latin diaspora at this point. There's so many examples. I feel like I want to listen to a track by Los Panchos and Eddie Gourmet called Sabor a Mi to get a feeling of like the classic bolero sound.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor. Nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor. Pero tú llevas también sabor a mí.
There's that yearning, plaintive style. But it's interesting. It's not just the sound that Bruno is borrowing. It's also the structure. If we keep listening to Risk It All, we can focus in on the way he builds these long phrases that keep kind of unfolding until they finally reach their destination with the title phrase, Risk It All.
Shake your warmth, the moon. Watch me learn to fly. Ain't a mountain you could point to. I wouldn't climb. It's crazy, but it's true. This
There's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you.
It's the same phrasing as that bolero we just heard, Sabor a Mi. It builds, it builds. The tension increases, and then finally we get the payoff of the title phrase only at the very end of the section. And how about that title phrase, Charlie? It's smart. We're back in the doo-wop and hooligans world here.
Wait, how so?
Well, this whole song is old, right? The instrumentation, the structure, the style and vibe. But that phrase, risk it all, is kind of new. I mean, certainly people have been saying some variation of this, I imagine, for centuries, but it has a certain coding that is like Gen Z social media meme language.
It reminds me a lot of when Bruno Mars with Silk Sonic did Leave the Door Open, a response song to the 70s Philly Soul great Teddy Pendergrass and his song Close the Door. And in that song, Anderson .Paak has a line where he sings, "We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west wing of this mansion. What's happening?" And all of the orchestration is old, but the way that he builds his flow and the words that he uses are incredibly modern.
We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west wing of this mansion. What's happening?
Yeah, I remember we identified that as the triplet flow that was very popular in hip-hop at the time,
right,
through tracks like Versace by Migos. So yeah, there's this blending of the old and the new that keeps this from just sounding like pastiche, but nevertheless kind of a bold opening here, telling us, hey, don't just expect the same old Bruno-isms. I'm gonna keep you on your toes.
Well, at the very top though, Nate, you said that you felt like we're in the 1950s. I think that you might be in the wrong country and in the wrong time.
Okay.
Because I think that this is more of a Mexican bolero ranchero with the sort of mariachi style horns that you hear in it. And I think that we have to also travel to Hollywood as well, to 1969, because I think that Risk It All is a mariachi my way in the style of Frank Sinatra.
And more. Much more than this, I did it my way.
We are not only in the same key, we are traversing a lot of similar harmonies. A lot of the chords feel lifted from My Way. The song is an AABA structure, you know, your old classical pop. And if you're like, I'm not quite buying the connection, well, about 2 minutes before I connected with you, Nate, yes, I mashed them up together. Here is Bruno Mars singing Risk It All to the backing track of My Way.
Shake you want the moon. Watch me learn to fly.
Pretty good.
Ain't a mountain you could point to. I wouldn't climb. It's crazy, but it's true. There's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you.
Brava, brava, Charlie. It's so funny that you just did that, because when I got to the title line of Risk It All, it was the first thing I thought of Frank Sinatra's My Way. That is such a similar melodic ending.
Yep.
Risk it all for you. Did it my way. That descent down to the tonic when you're holding out the second degree of the scale, da, and just waiting for that resolution.
Yep.
Da da.
Yep.
But I wasn't tracking how similar the rest of the chords are. That's a really cool mashup.
I mean, I literally did that seconds ago, and the phrasing almost always matches up with the chords. There are a few moments where it misaligns very briefly, but the length of that entire section being exactly the same,
yeah,
they're in the same key, they are maybe 10 BPM apart or something, but they're really close. I think that that was probably Bruno's reference track, was let's update My Way. Let's bring in a bolero ranchero and let's kick it off. I did not see this coming.
Mariachi My Way. That is a powerful way to start an album. And then we move right along to another iconic Latin music genre or dance style, cha-cha-cha. This is track two, Chuck.
You got me drinking.
Yeah.
I feel like doing the cha-cha.
This is a really fun track.
Mm. What are we referencing here?
Yet another genre that emerged from Cuba in the 1930s, cha-cha, and later became a massive dance craze in the U.S. during the 1950s. In this moment before the communist revolution, where there was a huge amount of musical exchange between those two countries, remains a staple of Latin dance, but is not something you necessarily hear a lot in the pop world.
What is it?
Well, the cha-cha is a rhythm that gets its name from the first three beats. Cha, 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 cha.
It's like the sound of the percussion?
I don't want to oversimplify it, but there's some elemental groove that you might hear in the congas and the bongos and the güero in some combination of percussion instruments. It's this very kind of light, airy feel. It lends itself to very fast acrobatic dance movements, but it's also kind of accessible. It's like kind of an intro dance as well. So Charlie, if you want to like get into Latin dance, maybe that's a good place for you to start. Cha-cha.
Cool.
But as we might expect by now, the song also adds something new. When we get to the chorus, we find a mashup of those cha-cha rhythms and these chords and harmonies that are borrowed from the same world of Philly soul that we've heard Bruno go back to again and again.
And I'm a cha-cha-cha with you tonight.
Cha 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 cha.
Love the chimes. What a wild mashup. Because we have the giant string arrangement of the Philadelphia soul sound.
Yeah.
But then we have a double interpolation happening. Juvenile with she's working that back. Go to Juvenile's Slow Motion from 2003.
Who is Juvenile? Do you mean Juvenile?
Sorry.
Juvenile is like a Roman senator.
Oh my gosh. I'm deeply embarrassed. I have a head cold right now. I'm going to blame it on that. Juvenile.
Ooh, I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving.
Like it like that. She working that back.
And a simultaneous interpolation of I Like It Like That, the Pete Rodriguez track from, 1967, a Boogaloo hit, another genre reference. I think we're going to hear more of on the record.
I like it like that. I like it like that. I said I like it like that.
But I want it like that.
I like it like that.
I've got the soul. I've got the feeling.
Which brings us full circle to Bad Bunny. Because he had I Like It with J Balvin and Cardi B back in 2018 that sampled the same thing.
One of the great flips of the 21st century.
For sure.
So cha-cha-cha continues the interest in mining Latin genres that we heard from the start with Risk It All.
Yeah.
But now we're moving to track three. It's that massive single we already mentioned, I Just Might. I said on first listen, I was like, okay, here's more classic soul. But now that we've got this Latin background, let's listen again and see if there's anything we missed. Something I never noticed until I started listening to this track again and again. There is a conga line going throughout this track. I Just Might. So even though there's a lot of references to classic soul songs, people have noted that there is traces of Leo Sayer's You Make Me Feel Like Dancing here.
You've got a cute way of talking. You've got
as well as the classic Come and Get Your Love by Redbone, the group that remains one of the only Native American rock groups to score a Billboard hit.
I've heard people also know Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. I don't know who can own a
I can hear it.
Whoa, but
I mean, this is what Bruno does. He takes this like cauldron of songs that you know and mixes them all together. So you can't say, oh, it's that one thing.
Right.
It becomes this amalgamation of all of them. And we should mention also, people say Junior Senior's Move Your Feet is also maybe in here as well, kind of a more modern edition.
A song that still confounds me that that's not Michael.
Very confusing.
Yeah.
So I think this song is destined for a similar future to Uptown Funk. It's going to be in every wedding playlist for the next eon, probably.
It just might.
And when you are hearing it at your aunt's reception in the Marriott on Main Street, listen for that conga in the background of this track and remember that, hey, there's some Latin influence here as well.
Huh. Where does he go next?
God was showing off.
Oh, was he now?
And this is just straight Philly soul. I mean, I don't even, I'm not going to try to find the secret Latin influence here. This is just.
Silk Sonic continued.
Indeed.
Uno, dos.
Oh. Except for the very opening, it turns out.
Let's try that again. Let's go.
Except for literally the count off. But then what happens next?
Oh, is it your eyes that light my sky? I bet in the pouring rain, you still shine.
I am wrong. I am wrong in real time on the pod. Doubly wrong because I forgot about the Spanish intro. Uno, dos, tres y otra vez. And then, yeah, there's more Latin percussion here, it turns out.
I wonder, this is pure speculation. This is not an area that I feel like I have enough expertise in, but I wonder if the success of Latin pop in the 1950s led to sort of the infusion of Latin percussion into other genres. Because obviously we hear Latin percussion in Philly soul, we hear it in disco. It persists in, I think, all pop music. The conga, the bongo, the cowbell, countless other percussion instruments as well.
Totally. The timbales that we would encounter in a tropical house track. Yeah, exactly. I think you're right. I think the popularity of that music in the 1950s filtered through the rest of the century and beyond. And maybe we'll hear some other examples of that as we move through this album. But this is a pretty fun song. There's some good lyrics. Is heaven your name or is it divine? Doesn't matter, girl. It's going to look good next to mine. I mean, it's pretty cheesy. I will say that. But if you're going to be cheesy, you might as well lean into it.
Yeah. I do think this song has some other great nods to Philly soul, though. I love this sort of all band orchestrated hits together. It. You know what's on the tip of your tongue. What are you hearing?
Soulful strut.
Oh, wait. Play it for me. Oh, yeah?
Wait for it. By Young Holt Unlimited. But you had something else.
I'm hearing some Billy Paul. If you go to the same location in Me and Mrs. Jones, about 225. Check that out.
And so you are me and Mrs. Jones.
Talk about the romantic.
The build to the break to the searing vocal. Yeah,
so
there's that formula.
That's what I'm talking about.
When we were listening, I found another Latin percussion moment in no way. God Was Showing Off too. There's that little Tim Timbale fill. Brap, moving into the chorus. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what I was talking about. There's tons of Latin percussion. There's tons of references to classic Philly soul. It's the whole bag of this album.
Yep.
All right, let's take a quick five. When we come back, we're going to hear more Latin genres. We're going to hear more soul classics. And we still have five songs to go.
Hey, Kara Swisher here. I want to let you know that Vox Media is returning to South by Southwest in Austin for live tapings of your favorite podcasts. Join us from March 13th through the 15th for live tapings of Today Explained, Teffy Talks, Prof G Markets, and of course, your two favorite podcasts, Pivot and On with Kara Swisher. The stage will also feature sessions from Brené Brown and Adam Grant, Marques Brownlee, Keith Lee, Vivian Tu, and Robin Arzon. It's all part of the Vox Media podcast stage at South by Southwest, presented by Odoo. Visit voxmedia.com/SXSW to pre-register and get your special discount on your innovation badge. That's voxmedia.com/SXSW to register. Really, you should register. We sell out, and we hope to see you there.
This week on Networth and Chill, I'm joined by Her First 100K, aka Tori Dunlop, a fellow personal finance creator who's changing how an entire generation thinks about money. Tori's journey is a masterclass in turning personal finance wins into a platform that empowers millions. She opens up about the real strategy behind hitting that six-figure milestone without the typical privilege-blind advice and how she's redefining what it means to be a wealthy woman in 2026. We're diving deep into investment strategies for real people with real budgets and why financial feminism isn't just a buzzword, it's a movement. Get ready for an unfiltered conversation about money, entrepreneurship, and what it really takes to build both personal wealth and a business empire. Listen wherever you get your podcasts or watch on youtube.com/yourrichBFF.
I'm going to be real. I don't have a lot to say about this next one. Why you want to fight? Question mark.
Because your face, Nate.
Kind of another Billy Paul moment there.
Yeah.
The big build, and then the big space where you kind of gently fall back to earth.
It's got the same, is it Glockenspiel that he also uses in Leave the Door Open, which is being borrowed from Seals and Croft.
I think it's something else on Seals and Croft's Summer Breeze. I think it's a toy piano.
Oh, similar timbre.
Yeah, we'll give it to you. We'll give it to you. Same, you know, same mellophonic sound world, perhaps.
Thanks. All right.
Allow me to move on to one I'm a little more excited about. This is On My Soul. Yeah. Okay, first of all,
move
more
on
Latin
up.
Percussion.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
And then, yes. Okay, yeah. That's what I should have led with. How exciting as a lifelong fan of Curtis Mayfield to hear Bruno referencing Curtis Mayfield's Move On Up. Really fun to hear basically an interpolation of this song. I mean, it's so similar, honestly.
Totally.
Here's the big difference. I mean, when we get to the chorus of Bruno's On My Soul, pay attention to the lyrics. Anything, It is essentially, like everything Bruno has ever sung, as far as I can tell, a love song. I mean, I've been going through the Bruno Mars catalog. This dude does not sing about anything other than love, sex, and heartbreak. Someone out there, find me another example of Bruno Mars not being romantic or carnal in some way. And I would love to hear it. Otherwise, I'm just going to assume that, like many great artists through history, he is occupied with the subject of relationships.
Yeah.
Curtis Mayfield, on the other hand, Move On Up is really a very political, socially conscious song, like a lot of his works. He sings, "Hush now, child, and don't you cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Move on up towards your destination, though you may find from time to time complications." It's a song about the generation gap, about how society was changing in the 1970s, how certainly the oppression that African-American people were facing during this time, which he addressed in many other songs.
The fact that it's phrased as a lullaby, I think, is a really powerful contradiction between the underlying sort of dance nature of this song. It feels very adult, and yet he's saying this to a child.
Singing in that gentle falsetto, you're right. There is this kind of interesting tension between the frenetic music and that really sort of tranquil vocal melody. And Bruno uses that same tension, but in a different way, to talk about feeling connected to someone in the face of chaos and change on my soul. So there's a creative reworking of Curtis here, though part of me is like, I'd like to see you lean into those kind of more socially conscious lyrics as well, but I'm not entirely sure that's in Bruno's wheelhouse. Though the next song does have a promising title for us. Something Serious. Is this going to be his power to the people moment? Let's find out.
I don't believe so.
No, it is not. It's another song about a boo thing.
This song could have gone either way, right? Something Serious. Or, is this thing between you and me something serious? It's something you say like as a teenager in your first relationship.
Yeah, totally.
And boo thing. I mean, continuing to use contemporary language. What was that song? Little boo thing?
Oh, Paul Russell. Yeah.
Kind of like, who knew that we needed Paul Russell mashed up with Tito Puente?
That Paul Russell song was itself like a mashup of the emotions. Best of My Love, I think, I want to say. You're my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do say, girl, I know. You're a little too tame, I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. We live in a world where everything is just getting recycled and permutated.
Yeah.
And this song, Something Serious, is no exception.
Yes.
We've got Boogaloo here, another Latin music genre that emerged out of the New Yorican scene of the 1970s. The track that comes to mind for me is originally by Willie Bobo. It's called Evil Ways. You got to change your evil ways, baby, before I stop. Which was later covered by the Latin rock band Santana.
I heard the other Santana cover of
Oye Como Oye Va, Como Va.
Which is a cha-cha-cha written by Tito Puente.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.
Let's blend it into Santana. Let's make it something serious. Something serious. Yeah. There's the organ from the Santana. The ballet.
That is going to crush on the world tour.
Oh, it totally is. I feel like he's really in conversation with Santana in this way, who made such a successful career off of collaborating with other artists and doing lots of interpolation and covers of other songs.
I mean, I'm thinking about what you asked earlier. You know, how does that Latin music craze that the U.S. experienced in the 40s and 50s, like, trickle down through the rest of the 20th and 21st centuries? And one of the ways it does is through the work of groups like Santana, who take those classic sounds and update them.
They made it so smooth.
And then other bands will come along and do the same thing with Santana. So it's like the chain continues, you know,
totally.
The circle will not be unbroken. All right. Now we arrive at the final two tracks. We've got Nothing Left, another soul pastiche.
A good penultimate track, Nothing Left. It's a little bit of a gotcha moment.
There's a lot of cool stuff happening here, but I'd like to highlight the very end of this one, actually. Yeah, we're jamming out a little bit at the end here.
Ooh,
little Hendrix moment.
Killer, killer band. It's a very sort of 70s rock kind of thing going on there. The sort of modal movement and the harmony. I feel like I've come around to just believing that if you do something great and it's very successful, you can go ahead and try it again and, you know, rehash it and let it be good again. Because that's the exact same chord movement that we get in either the
Die with a Smile.
I was in Die with a Smile.
It's the last time. It's that move from the minor to the major is very similar. Yeah.
Da, 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 da. That big sus chord, same thing in Nothing Left.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
It's the same key.
Da, 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 da. There's another mashup for you, Charlie.
Oh, that's fun. All right, what are you hearing?
Well, I wanted to go back to what you were saying about the musicians on this. Mm. Like, there's killer electric guitars. There's amazing trumpet solos on this record. Mm. There's killer bass lines throughout. And a lot of these musicians are the same ones that Mars has been working with for like over 10 years.
Mm.
I don't have the full personnel of this album, unfortunately.
It just came out a few hours ago.
But I remember when I listened to Uptown Funk for the first time, and one of the things I loved about it was the bass playing. Just so sinuous and funky and in the pocket. That was courtesy of Jamerio Artis, and he is all over the romantic. So there's a lot of musical consistency. There's also a lot of consistency in the songwriting and production team here. These are the same folks that Bruno has been working with for years. Hmm. We've got Philip Lawrence, Brody Brown, James Fauntleroy. These guys have been with him from the beginning. And then there's D-Mile, a producer who's kind of a more recent addition from, I think, the Silk Sonic years on.
Mm.
So maybe there's a reason that Bruno Mars is able to be so consistent and always deliver the goods, so to speak. It's because he's surrounded himself with people he knows and trusts. And that brings us to the final track, track 9, Dance With Me, the throwback of all throwbacks, 6-8, breezy soul track. That feels like the perfect way to end the romantic. I love that this album ends with a fade out. That's just so, so classic. Something you never hear anymore.
Very old school.
And this kind of jangly guitar in a 6-8 rhythm with this beautiful request to simply just dance with me, kind of spinning out into eternity.
Mm.
Now, Bruno's not the only person to take on this retro sound recently.
Mm.
The artist Steven Sanchez came to mind when I heard this track.
Mm.
His song Until I Found You was a big TikTok hit and then became a big hit, period.
I would never fall in love again until I found you.
same kind of 6/8 doo-woppy groove, similar like Ice Cream changes chords. Yeah.
And this seems like the right way for Mars to end this album because it's very comforting. It's very classic sound. It's nostalgic. It's moving. He's going to start the album with
Risk It All.
What do we call it? Mariachi My Way? Yeah. a risky move. I feel like it makes sense. I'm going to end by playing it safe. Mm. But ultimately, if we look back on everything we just listened to, there's 9 songs here full of the classic soul and funk references that we might expect, plus a healthy dose of Latin musical styles ranging from bolero to bolero ranchero to cha-cha to boogaloo. Mm. And even when you least expect it, you might find a timbale fill or a conga rhythm. So I feel like there's some growth here, some evolution in Mars sound. And yet at the same time, these are crowd pleasers.
Oh, yeah.
These songs go down easy. They're not challenging you, honestly. They're not making you think. They are delicious. Are they nutritious? Who am I to say?
They're pretty fun.
They're high-calorie pop songs. And I feel like everyone could be a radio hit. Mm-hmm. And everyone will have an audience of thousands screaming along for the rest of Bruno Mars' career.
I totally agree. You called him the king of counter-programming. And he could go and reference the thing that everybody else is doing, which is also retro. But instead, he always kind of finds a way of finding the thing that is like a generation removed.
Yes.
Or it's the thing that you had listened to 10 years ago that you forgot about. And you're like, oh, thank goodness that that's back in my life. I have no problem with that. I think oftentimes it's easy to say it's just a copy. But it's a little bit more like he is mixing the entire cauldron of pop music and making new brews out of it. And it's delightful. It's romantic.
I had a similar takeaway. I think when I'm listening to Bruno, this album included, I'm saying, okay, where's this from? Where's that from? But when I step back, I think, you know, ultimately, he has his own sound.
Oh, yeah.
What we're hearing is the sound of Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
And there are these very distinct influences. But what it all amounts to is something that can't be reduced to just an interpolation or a pastiche. It's something original. And he's really staked his claim to that sound, and good for him. And thank you for just 9 tracks. That is, Morgan Wallen, pay attention to that, okay?
Bruno Mars, he did it his way. Switched on Pop is produced by Irina Cruz, edited by Alyssa Soap, engineered by Brandon McFarlane, illustrations by Iris Gottlieb. The theme music is by Jossie Adams and Zach Denario of Arc Iris. We're a member of the Vox Media Podcast Network and Vulture, which is part of New York Magazine. You can subscribe at nymag.com/pod.
Find us on social media at Switched on Pop and tell us what else you're hearing on The Romantic. We've got a playlist of, I don't know, 30 songs, but I feel like there's so many more that we could detect here. So tell us what you're hearing. Tell us what you're liking. Tell us what you're not. What kind of impact is Bruno going to make with this latest release?
And are you feeling romantic? I want to know.
While you're at your keyboard or device, you might as well go over to switchitonpop.com, sign up for our mailing list, get your bingo card. We're still playing bingo, folks. I just scratched off one. No spoilers, but it might have to do with the Christian music hit category.
Mm.
So keep playing. And oh wait, don't we actually have a way for people to like play along now in real time?
Yes, you can go to bingo.switchedonpop.com to play along. One of the squares did not get crossed off. We got it wrong. Bruno Mars did not return with ska. So that's going to mess up a couple of bingo boards. It's not too late. I mean, he puts out singles like it's no one's business. So too late. We got lots of time in the year still. Anyway, you can find that at bingo.switchedonpop.com, and you can go to our website and you can get a nice little Switched on Pop mug, pink, yellow, beautiful thing. I'm holding one right now. Your coffee couldn't taste any better in it.
We also have the piano ballad charting. That could have been something we heard on The Romantic, but alas, was not. So have to stay tuned for that.
All right.
All right, that's more than enough, right, Charlie?
Yep. We'll be back again next Tuesday. And until then,
thanks for listening.